We've all had a time or two in life that we just let something slip through our fingers. Maybe your dream car. You found it. Maybe you thought the price was just a little bit too high. You looked around some more, couldn't find a price that suited you, went back to the original car, and it had already been sold. You could have owned that car, but you let it slip away. Maybe it was back in high school. The one girl, the one guy that you had a crush on, that finally got the guts to ask him out, and somebody three lockers down had already asked them to the prom. You let it slip away.
I let her slip away.
Bemidji State let one slip away last Saturday night. Sure, they got 4 points on the weekend. Sure, they're at the top of the standings in the WCHA. Let's hope those 2 points that they lost don't come back to haunt them. The Beavers let it slip away.
We're unbeaten in five. But no, would we like to play a little better last the third period against Lake Superior State? Absolutely. You don't want to give up a two-goal lead with 10 minutes to go, and we did. You know, but I also want to credit Lake Superior State right there. They had good push.
I let it slip away.
How did the Beavers get the lead in the first place? As they've done so often as of late, scoring the first goal helps.
Miller pushes it ahead, back up top for Tyler Volt, shoots, scores! A redirect out front. I don't know if Somoza got a piece of it. If not, it's the power play goal for Bemidji State's Tyler Volt, and Bemidji State goes up 1-0.
10 minutes to play in the third, Beavers up 2-0. Beavers lose in the 3-on-3 overtime. They let it slip away.
I let it slip away.
We all play the what-if game. What if I would have pulled the trigger and bought that car when I saw it the first time? What if I would have asked her out to the prom? What if the Beavers didn't give up that third period lead last Saturday night? The Beavers let it slip away. Let's hope they can right the ship this weekend against the Nanooks of Alaska. Pregame show next from the Sanford Center. One final weekend of hockey before Christmas here on the Beaver Radio Network.